This is a very beautiful reading here, one of the more beautiful readings in Scripture of God's mercy, His love, and His compassion for us. In this reading, Jesus knows fully well the sins of this woman. She has had multiple husbands. You know, here she is, she's going to a well during the daytime. She doesn't want to go during the daytime. She's got to go to the daytime. That's why she doesn't even want to come there. Give me this living water you speak of so I don't have to keep coming here. It's embarrassing. The life I've lived. I suppose she might think that the life she lives is unforgivable. I suppose she might think that what she's living at that time is unforgivable. How people would mock her, even in her sins, would mock her and ridicule her. Basically, she's without hope. Jesus even points out to her sins. He points them out, or he is fully aware of her sins and makes her aware that he knows. And the reason why he wants her aware that he knows is because if she doesn't know her own sins, she would not know God's mercy. God's mercy is far more powerful than our wickedness and any wickedness we could have ever done. God's mercy goes all the way to the cross. And this is our hope for salvation. She is so excited about receiving God's mercy, she can't contain it within herself. She has to spread the good news. The Samaritans, the whole town, and actually the whole town converts, historically speaking. The whole town, the entire town converts and comes back to Jesus, comes back to God, and they try their best to live the way God would have them live. They trust in him. They trust in his ways because he is worthy. He is worthy of his of mercy, of obedience. Through his mercy, through the love that he has shown to them, through the compassion he has shown to them, they now want to be obedient to him. They want to be obedient to him. It's not a, oh, do I have to? Is this another rule? That attitude isn't there. There's so much excitement in knowing God's love and to know that he is truly there. He would give this living water. And this living water isn't just his mercy in the sense that he would just forgive them. He's going to be there for them in every need that they could possibly have. Do you have a need in your own life? Do you have a need in your own life for God, where God needs to fill in that hole in your heart? He can do it. And he did it for them. But how did they do it? They gave their life to him. He was the Lord of their life in all aspects of their life. They didn't say, I'll give you this corner of it, but forget this. I'm not going to do that. Forget that. They came to him with joy. You imagine if you were able to come with that freedom and joy to God. To be able to cast aside all the fears, all the anxieties of this world that drag us down, that stunt our joy, to stunt our faith. Total freedom, a free fall in love with God. That's what he wants for you, so that you can truly be free. Free in a way that no mere human being can make you free. As great as this country is and is founded on the freedom of religion, freedom of faith, freedom to self-actuate. You can find your own job, whatever. You can train yourself to do whatever you want. The freedom that God gives brings a whole lot more joy. And so that's why I think a lot of times that God gave us the devotion to divine mercy. I don't know if you're familiar with divine mercy. It's a fairly recent, by church standards, devotion. Jesus came to St. Sister Faustina, particularly in the 1930s. She died in 1938, and she had visions of Jesus. And Jesus called her his secretary of mercy. And she was to write down everything about his mercy. And he wanted her to have an image made of him, of his divine mercy. And actually, that's the picture in the back of the church, right there. Jesus, I trust in you, it says on the bottom of that picture. Jesus himself commissioned that to be made, so that anybody who is simply in the presence of that image, his mercy could be conveyed to them. That's an awesome image. When you look at it, it's got a pale blue rays and it's got red rays coming out from the heart of Jesus. When you look at the Sacred Heart image, it's a development of the Sacred Heart. What is Jesus doing in the Sacred Heart image? He is showing you his heart, his pierced heart. He's trying to show us the love he has for us. In the Divine Mercy image, he's not just showing his heart, he's showing us what is in his heart, his mercy. If you ever look at the image, the red rays show us the blood, which is the love of God, that he would die on the cross for you. The water that came out from the heart of Jesus is through the power of baptism, where we are cleansed, we are made children of God. And that twofold grace, the blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus, he shows us his mercy, his infinite mercy, and how he wants to lavish many graces upon souls. And so he developed this chaplet, the chaplet of divine mercy, which we use a rosary with. You can use a regular, good old-fashioned rosary. You can use a rosary and pray that, and it's actually quicker. It's about anywhere between 7 to 10. Maybe if you're doing it slow, you can probably maybe make it last 15 minutes long. But some great prayers in it, and it has some promises. It has some promises. You could pray this anytime. But particularly, he wants this rosary prayed, this chaplet of divine mercy prayed when somebody's dying. He made a promise that anybody who would pray this chaplet once would receive his mercy at the hour of their death. If they would pray this at the hour of their death, the most hardened heart would receive graces. And if you prayed for somebody who was dying on their deathbed, even the most hardened souls would receive graces so that they could receive his mercy. These are the promises of the Sacred Heart and of the divine mercy of Jesus. So I encourage you to pray this rosary, and I encourage you to take advantage of the novena. There's a novena that they have, and the novena actually starts on Good Friday. It ends on the Sunday after Easter, which is Divine Mercy Sunday. Jesus said he wanted that Sunday to be celebrated as Divine Mercy Sunday, and John Paul II made it so. Of course, John Paul II will be saint. He'll be canonized on this Divine Mercy Sunday, which is an exciting time. So I'm very excited to tell you that we are going to celebrate that day in a very special way, Divine Mercy Sunday, the Sunday after Easter. We'll be starting the novena on Good Friday, and we'll pray the chaplet, and we'll have these novena pamphlets available for you by then. We're also going to be getting some CDs available for you if you want to listen to the CD explaining more detail, and it also has a chaplet on the CD so you'll learn how to pray it. It's a great resource. But we'll start on that Divine Mercy Sunday. We'll pray that prayer every day individually. And then on Divine Mercy Sunday at 1 o'clock, we'll have confessions and adoration available. We'll use St. Joseph Church, because it's a little bit bigger church, a little bit bigger facility. But I plan on having 6 priests available for confession so that you can go to confession during that time. I encourage you to invite anybody to come, family, anybody who hasn't been to church in a while. Pray a Divine Mercy chaplet before you invite them. Pray that their hearts be open. And then we're going to have that available for 2 hours from 1 o'clock till 3 o'clock. Adoration and confessions available at 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock is the hour of mercy. It is the hour that Jesus Christ died on the cross for us. So at 3 o'clock, we will pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet. It actually be sung. If you have EWTN, EWTN is a Catholic television station on cable or dish network. They pray that prayer, they sing that prayer every day, so you can get used to it. We'll sing that at 3 o'clock, and then after that, we'll celebrate Mass, and thanking God for His mercy, for His love. This woman and these Samaritans had a great experience of God's mercy and love. In these days, especially the way we see the world going, if it's a sin, the world is running to it. And if it's more sinful, they run faster to that sin. There'll come a time when people will realize we've done wrong. We're walking away from Christ. And we see it all the more today. Maybe we find it in our own lives that we need God's mercy. Maybe we ourselves have walked the wrong way, walk down the wrong road. Maybe we took the wide road instead of the narrow way of Jesus Christ. It is a great day to celebrate God's mercy. And I hope you too can rejoice in God's mercy. I love giving God's mercy because I have been forgiven much. Jesus says, those who have been given much, forgiven much, love much. I've been forgiven much. I love to give God's mercy. It's awesome. It's one of the great privileges I have as a priest. And so I hope you take advantage of this day, this great day of mercy, where God wants to shower His love upon you.